live from Blog Talk Radio, Mystical Empress Life Coaching with your host, Brenda Renee.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited. Today I've got two of my wonderful, wonderful, magical psychics that work through Mystical Empress on the air with us today, and we're going to have a fun discussion about our experiences doing psychic readings, styles of readings that we do, just a little, just have fun. Didn't really want to script this or plan it out too much. Anybody that wants to call in, get a mini reading, call in at 515-602-9648. I see we already have someone in the queue lined up for a question. Give us just a second to kind of get into things, and then we're going to turn it over and see what kind of little reading we're going to get. So today I've got Ruby, who's a dear Aries that is very fairy-like, and she's a tarot reader. And Ruby, you've kind of gotten into clairvoyance too, because I know you tell me a lot that the images just kind of come down on you even without the cards. And it's funny, Ruby went and did a tarot party, about a tarot birthday party about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and she got there fully ready to do her cards, and the birthday boy's mother came through. And it ended up becoming a medium party rather than a tarot party. But we don't want to get off on the mediumship today, because it takes a lot of energy for people to do that. But also, we've got Lady Silva, which is a magical forest-dwelling high priestess. She's got her own farm up in the mountains, and she's making herbal concoctions and oils, and I can't wait to hear more about that. So welcome, ladies. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hi.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you
for coming. This is going to be fun. So Lady Silva, now I got to tell the audience, Lady Silva's, she's going to run here in about 30 minutes, so we need to really talk to her quick, because she won't be with us the whole 90 minutes. But I would love to hear, Lady Silva, about your farm, about your experiences, you know, working in the magical world of herbs, and because I'm a plant person myself, definitely into aromatherapy, and how this psychic, because you read tarot cards also, and how did that develop for you? Was it all just kind of thrown in together, or was there a specific reason why you started reading cards?
Well, I started getting into a lot of these things when I was a teenager, around the age 15, and I started getting more curious about herbs and oils and smelly things, and that ended up leading me into learning about the medicinal and the magical properties of the herbs and the oils and plants, mm-hmm. and which brought me deeper into learning about Wicca and paganism, and then I started reading cards, and then I actually worked at a white witchcraft shop back in Manhattan, Enchantments, for many years. And when I moved out to Colorado, oh yes, it was a beautiful, beautiful shop, wonderful, magical people that I learned so much from, very wise sisters and brothers in the craft. And then I moved to Colorado, and I ended up pursuing more studies in herbs and in oils, and became a certified clinical aromatherapist. I had become a certified clinical herbalist back in New York, and then I started learning more about the herbs here in the mountains, and foraging and wildcrafting, learning about the Colorado seasons and planting and growing here.
Beautiful.
Then I moved into the South in Texas and learned about a whole other world of plants and subtropical creatures and fire ants. And learning all different ways to make peace with our surrounding environment.
Yeah.
And the creatures that dwell. They're a challenge, all right.
And you know, it's funny that you say that, because, you know, in Colorado, there's hardly no bugs. And when you're from the South, it's like you're inundated with bugs. And you get here and it's an occasional grasshopper comes by, you know?
Exactly. The few black widow spiders we have are nothing here compared to what you get down there. And so I ended up coming back here, and I decided that I was going to farm and garden more than just garden, and start getting into growing my own food, because to me there's something very spiritual about that as well, being in connection with the land and the sustenance and respecting the animals and the plants as well.
I love that.
It's just been some like a big full circle and growing block upon block upon block to be building my little castle of existence.
Well, you know, I like that you say that it just keeps building. You never set out, I'm sure, as I didn't in the beginning, and said, I'm going to do this and this. You just followed your passion and learned and learned and learned, and then it evolved.
Exactly. And it continues to evolve.
Yes, and you know, I was thinking about this. This is kind of funny to say this, but you've got all these professions that require continuing education credits. You know, like if you're, I mean, and some people, they just continue their training, like hairstylists. They're constantly, if they're good ones, they're constantly going to shows and they're learning classes. And I think about that, and people that are involved in the metaphysical world, we continue adding knowledge too, but it's not because it's required, it's because we love it so much.
Exactly. It's a passion for us, and it's a way of being. I can't be a different way. I just can't. It wouldn't be me.
I got you. Well, I love you just the way you are. You're an awesome chick.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Thank you.
I'm glad
glad
that we're here together, and we're here to be able to bring some good news to people, too.
Awesome. Okay. Hey, Ruby, you there?
Yes, I am.
So tell us how you began on your spiritual metaphysical path. When did you start? When would you say you started doing readings?
Well, doing readings and being on my spiritual path, I think, would be at two different times. I really think my spiritual path started when I was 11. I had a premonition in the middle of the night that I could see my grandfather just laying in a pool of blood. And I knew something was wrong with him. I knew that this was serious, and I knew he needed help. And I woke my parents up in the middle of the night, and I was crying and just, you know, obviously hysterical. And they kind of just cast it off as a bad dream, you know, like, oh, you had a nightmare. And I wouldn't let it go, would not let it go. And we lived about an hour away. And finally, my mom called over there, and nobody answered. So then we ended up driving over there, and we did find him in his room in a pool of blood. He had had a grand mal seizure in the middle of the night, tried to get up out of bed, fell and hit his head on the side of the dresser. And they said if we hadn't gotten to him when we did, he would have bled out and bled to death. So it all started like seeing pictures clearly, having those signs and things come to me, started happening really early. Unfortunately, I grew up in a family that, you know, that kind of stuff scared them. When that happened, it was fear-based in my household that something was wrong with me. So I spent a lot of years trying to block what I saw and who I was, which is very, very difficult. And like I just heard mentioned a minute ago, like, you can't just stop being who you are. It's a part of who you are. So no matter how much I tried to block it, it was still there. I would still go to friends' houses. I would see spirits there. And I would try so hard to be like, you know, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. But really, you know, it's who we are. It's the makeup of who we are as a soul and as a person. And it's part of our, you know, our journey here on Earth. And I did readings for friends kind of like incognito, you know, with nobody knowing, you know, on the side, you know, just like for fun, just because I knew I could. And I was always drawn to this. And, you know, got drawn into like looking at Wicca and read Wicca books and read into all sorts of stuff because reading was like pretty much my only outlet. I couldn't talk to anybody about it, and there was nobody like mm-hmm. me where I grew mm-hmm. up. And mm-hmm.
and you're from Ohio, right?
Correct. Yeah, from Ohio, and I was basically it in like. In the entire area, there was, like, nobody like me. So I read a lot, and I learned a lot. And but no matter how much I tried to suppress these visions or my talents and my abilities, they're always still there. There's no way to 100% suppress it. And I would really say that it wasn't until moving to Colorado and I was in a accepting environment, a welcoming environment.
Yeah.
I've met so many people from Shambhala, from Naropa, you know, just shops and, you know, different store owners of metaphysics and Boulder. And it wasn't until I got into that healthy, welcoming environment that I stopped fighting against it, and more abilities are coming forward every day.
That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Well, let's get this caller because they've been patiently waiting. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Kathy, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling us. What can we do for you?
First of all, I just want to say you have such bubbly energy. It's just really nice.
Thank you. It's kind of fun doing this.
Well, it's infectious. Yes, thank you for that. My question is, I just wrote an email to somebody I want to work with, and I was wondering if you see it as being something that they'll say, yes, okay, let's get together and work it out.
Okay, Miss Lady Silva, do you have time to get this question? Yes, maybe.
All right, Ruby, I'm already tossing some cards here.
Oh, okay. I heard something going. I didn't know what it was.
I'm on it, yes. All right, yes. I see you putting it for us. I see them thinking about it, and they're going to go with their gut reaction, which is going to be a celebration. Yes.
Yay.
So she's going to get it. Very good.
I see good things. Yes. Yes. And I see seeds planted.
Very good. Very good. You're very
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Oh, is there anything else?
There is. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time. There is also a man that I would like to work with. His initials are EB. I have contacted him already. I haven't heard back. I was wondering if I should contact him again or if I should hold off. Maybe he'll contact me.
I say hold off on that one for a little bit. Hold off,
okay.
Wait till they contact you, give them a short contact, and also have other options ready just in case.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for being a listener.
Thank you. Yes, I've thoroughly enjoyed your show so far. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes.
You all as well. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting, the questions that we get asked, isn't it? Because, you know, Ruby and I have talked about this. There's so many people that call about love relationships. But then we get these interesting questions that come out of nowhere. I'm always shopping for that unique question that I couldn't have imagined somebody asking. But it's never a dull moment doing readings, is it, girls?
Never.
No, never.
and the people.
And a lot of times what I tell people, too, is it's typically relationship and career, you know, where they're finding their two struggles when they call in. That's like the more popular of the two. And I always try to tell people that, you know, if you're having a standstill in career where you don't feel like it's moving forward or you're not getting the signs that you're looking for, it's 90% of the time because your head is so involved in relationship. So I always like to dive into people's relationships first. Mm-hmm. Because we become almost like a horse with blinders with our emotions, that even if things were coming in the career aspect, we're missing them because we're focused so much on the relationship. And so that's always something that I like to tell people is like, let's start with relationship, you know, because 90% of the time we can figure it out from there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
You're right, Ruby, because, I mean, well, and the way I can tell that that's their thing is, you know, they'll call and they don't care to hear any other guidance but that relationship thing. You know, we got to talk about that. And I've noticed that my guides will literally lay down what they need to know before they'll even answer that question. Because once you get off on that tangent, you're not coming back. It's like a wild horse. We're going down that road, you know. But when we come out of the gate with, okay, these are all important things for you to know too. And I tend to tell people, I'll say, look, I know you have questions. Relax. We'll get to your questions. But let me give you more than what you're just thinking you want to know at the moment. Because, you know, after they get off the phone a week from now or whatever, that information bubbles back up and they're like, yeah, I'm glad I heard that, you know, and it wasn't just focused on John or, you know, Rob or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I actually had that happen with a reading a couple weeks ago. I warned a girl about something that was going to happen in a week. And I was like, you know, I want you to hear my voice in your head.
You're cutting out, Ruby.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It wasn't even something she asked about. It was what the cards needed her to know. So I had, like you said, like sometimes the cards will be like, I know you're fixated on this question, but I really need you to know this. And that was one of those times where the cards brought in a situation that she wasn't even asking about. So I told her, like, this is going to happen in a week, and I really need you to, like, hear my voice in your head giving you this guidance. And she called back 2 weeks later, and she was like, you know what? It happened. I heard your voice in my head when it was happening. She was like, and I just couldn't believe it.
That's awesome. Well, now let me ask you, because I, although I've had readings from you guys, I don't remember how you do your spreads. Ruby, how many cards do you pull? Do you lay a Celtic cross down, or how do you do it?
Initially, I'll just pull three cards to get a start, to get a good feeling, because like you said and like I said, sometimes they could be asking about their relationship with, you know, Joe, and the cards will come up and be like, this isn't the main focus, you know, this is what we really need to focus on. So initially, I pull just three cards just so I can make sure we're on track and there's nothing else bubbling under the surface that we need to address first. And then I go deeper into it from there and do use astrology, and I do, you know, a lot of people have yes, no questions. So I will pull out the pendulum from time to time and, you know, use that if we have more direct questions. But I initially just start with the three to make sure that, like, okay, this is where our focus should be.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Lady Silva?
I have several different spreads that I'll use occasionally, but a lot of times when I'm reading for people in a faster situation, as opposed to, like, say, an hour long, more like a 20-minute setting, we'll do sort of like what Ruby was saying. We'll pull a few cards to get the initial view of the situation, and then I'll start pulling cards down on each one, almost like playing a game of rummy. You know, or solitaire, that's what I mean, solitaire. When you build them all down on each other and you kind of build this big, long picture as a chain. So that's one that I like to do. And I've started working a little bit more with I Ching and using the Oracle for some of the questions that people have been asking. I'm going to start incorporating that into more readings. And so that's been helping give a lot of guidance as well, for sure.
I love that. You know what? That is so it's not funny because I'm psychic, right? This week, I honest to God almost text you and said, hey, have you ever considered doing I Ching? I promise you I did. So I love it. You just confirmed that for me. Thank you. Well, in my spreads, I started out when I was first learning tarot, I started out with the Celtic cross. And but to me, I don't remember how many cards is in that, 10, 12, something like that. And it seemed to me that a few of the categories on the Celtic cross were kind of just too much. It was just too much. It's like, you know, I don't even know what to do with this category. And I've been to readers in like, you know, I never, you know, I didn't grow up thinking, oh, I'm going to be a psychic one day or whatever, but I've been to my share of psychics. I've probably been to at least 30 different psychics in my lifetime, and I've watched their styles. And there was a guy in Hollywood, California. I used to go to this place called Bodie Tree, and it was iconic. It was just an amazing metaphysical store. And this guy, I sat down with him, and I'm telling you guys, he pulled probably 50-something cards out of a 78-card deck. He just kept laying the cards down, and it was just amazing. I would get lost in that much information, but it was amazing to watch him. But for myself, I pretty much, for the cards, when I'm answering a question, I pull four cards, and I read them left to right as a story. And I also, you know, I have 25 decks on my desk, and I pull from five decks with every client, unless they're a repeat. And if they're a repeat, we just go right to the tarot to ask questions. But I pull, you know, different decks, different oracle cards, because – and it's amazing to me, I don't know how many decks you guys use, but it's amazing to me to watch how different decks will repeat the same theme. Whatever the topic is, you can pull a fairy card, a mermaid card, an angel card, a crystal card, and somehow or another that theme is going to work together. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I actually had something like that happen recently where I was pulling tarot and then I pulled the oracle cards and it was the exact same spread.
Like,
exactly the same.
You know you're on then.
Yeah.
Yep, I had a deck. I have a deck of regular playing cards that I work with, and I pulled one of those cards, and then a little while later I walked past my tarot deck, and I just picked up a card, and they were the same card.
It's fascinating. And let me explain this to our audience. Tarot cards they're ancient, number one. They've been around. I don't think they actually know how long they've been around, but there's about 22 cards. There's 78 cards altogether. 22 of them are major arcana. And then the remainder are, they match up with regular playing cards, as Lady Silva just said, but those major arcana are like divine intervention. And when you have one of those in a spread, you know that the hands of divine are working in this particular topic. And then the oracle cards are, you know, some people actually do readings with oracle cards, and that's fine. For me, I prefer to do the reading out of the tarot because I can make a story out of it, which you can make a story out of oracle cards. It's just a personal preference. But the oracle cards are pictorial cards, oftentimes with a word on them. And for me, when I pull them, I always just pull one. Now, sometimes my cards will say they want more than one and two will fall out or whatever, and I'll acknowledge that. And while I'm saying this, I'd like to throw in too, I want to hear how you guys, how do you keep your decks clean and clear of energy? How do you guys do that? Ruby, you first.
I smudge my cards. And I also have crystals that I lay on top of them at times, and mostly smudging in crystals.
How do you do your so for people listening in, what does that mean? How do you smudge?
Oh, okay. So there's sage that we use. It comes in a bundle, and we just light the sage, and we move the cards over the smoke, and that gets rid of anybody's excess energy or any negative energy.
Good. Good job. And let me say this, because I've told people, get some sacred sage. They go to the grocery store and buy cooking sage. It's not the same thing, you guys.
Right, right.
It's not. And Lady Sylvie, you know that better than any of us, right?
Oh, absolutely. The white sage is definitely the one that you want to get. Use the bundles.
And you know, I think people like the smell of that. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely do not like the smell of sacred sage. I prefer Palo Santos myself.
It smells like a funny cigarette to people that are not in Colorado.
So how do you clean yours, Lady Silva?
I like to cleanse mine with incense, which is sort of like the sage smudging. And then I also put mine in the windowsill so that way they purify in the sun and then purify in the moon when we have the full moon. And I wrap each deck in special cloth or in their own special pouch.
I love that. I love that. Now, see, I've got a large amethyst slab, and especially when I get something new, like something, you know, something metaphysical, like a crystal or a pendulum or a deck of cards, I always let them spend the night on top of that amethyst. But I do a weekly cleansing of my cards. I sage them, and I've got so many crystals and gemstones around. They're always, you know, they're always friendly to each other. And, you know, I'd like to say this too. I see we've got another caller, and let me say, you guys, if you want to ask a question, make sure you press one so I can see that, you know, you're wanting to ask a question. But let me say this too, real quick. When you're going through a bad time, a lot of people get their own cards, and I've always had a lot of cards. But I went through a dark night of the soul from about 2011. Really, it went before that, about 2010 to about 2013, 14. And I was pulling cards just obsessively. And when people get cards of their own, they like to pull. And I tell them, you know, don't do that, because your obsessive energy just puts that all on those cards. And then the cards stop being accurate for you. And when I got through all that bad time, I knew those poor cards, they were loaded down with some yuck. I burned all of those decks. I don't give them away. I just burn them and release that energy. Okay. Lady Silva, I know you're getting ready to leave. Do you want to take one more, or are you tapped out? You got to go.
Unfortunately, I'm pressed for time. I have a date with Destiny, but the next show will be on again.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming. We've enjoyed
you. Have
you.
A great day, everybody.
Thank you, honey.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay,
bye,
let's we got another, we got a caller here. Let's open it up. Hello, caller. What is your name?
Shanika.
Shanika, were you calling in with the question for us?
Yes. I had a best friend. I've been knowing her for like 8 years, but we kind of had disagreements, and she moved back to her home state. Do you see us reconnecting, or should I just let that relationship go?
Ruby, are you on it?
Yes, I am. I'm pulling cards right now. And I see that you need to detach from the situation. I see that it's time to move on and definitely walk away. That's not something that you should invest any more energy into, because it does need to be done for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, Shanika, oftentimes as we grow and change in our lives, friendships fall away because we no longer match. It's not necessarily anybody's fault. It's just that we've taken different paths. So if I may offer you this guidance, I would.
Yes.
I'd do a little meditation with her. I would close my eyes and put my hand over my heart, see her standing in front of you, and say her name and say, I love you and I thank you for all the time you've been in my life, and I'm now releasing you to your highest good. And then that way there's no lingering, because when we have situations with people and we continue to think about them, we keep our energy, part of our energy is attached to them, and it splits, it's really in our best interest when we got all our energy going in one direction instead of being torn apart. So if you can find a way to make peace with that, it would be good for both of you. She would feel the love you're sending her, and whether or not she ever voices it to you, she can make amends and move forward too.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. All right. I see we have one more caller, and I just want to say, if you're wanting to ask a question, please press 1 so we know that you want to ask a question. So, Ruby, we've got these cards, and you're using which, when you say you're using your tarot cards, which deck do you use? Do you know?
The Rider-Waite deck.
Okay. When people come to me and say, I really want to start learning how to read cards, I always tell them, start with the Rider-Waite. Now, there's different versions of the Rider-Waite. The original one, I've noticed the pictures on the cards they're very, the art, the way they colored them, it's a lot of heavy black ink outlining it, and it gives it more of a masculine feel. I use the Rider-Waite, the Radiant deck, because it's softer colors. It feels a little bit more feminine. And that's interesting, because you can pick up cards and no matter what the pictures on them look like, you can get a very strong sense of masculine or feminine energy from those cards. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. I use the Radiant as well, because it is more vibrant. It is more colorful. It's just, like you said, more feminine. I picked up the Golden Dawn tarot one time, and that's how I felt about that deck. It was very masculine. It was very sharp lines, using a lot of black, and it just didn't vibe with me. And that's not to say a female can't use a male-oriented deck, and it's literally just all about what you feel when you pick that deck up. What feelings do you have when you're looking, you turn it around and you see a picture of it or an example of some of the cards? How do you feel when you see those pictures? Do they make you feel you know, just look at your body language. Is your body tighter? Do you feel more like oppressed and contained and tight? Or when you look at this deck, do you feel more open and free and caring and giving? And it's all about, every single person is different. It's all about what really speaks to you. So a female can use a masculine deck. It's just, those are the feelings that we get off of it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, I haven't, when I've gone through bad stuff, I always downsize my cards. I burn them. But I now have about 25 different decks because I've been having some good times. But I've been through so many decks, and that was the thing I loved about Bodhi Tree in Hollywood was they had over 100 decks, and they always had a demo deck where you could flip through it. I've bought so many decks out of boxes or online or whatever, and I didn't get to feel them and look at them first, and I can't tell you how many of them had to toss or give away because once I looked at them, I was like, yeah, I can't do this. And I will share this. Lighthouse Bookstore in Boulder, Colorado, it's on Pearl Street. They are the equivalent to the Bodhi Tree in Hollywood. They have got, I used to go in and read for them 3 days a week, and they have the largest selection of tarot and oracle cards that I've seen in Colorado, and they have a demo deck with each deck so that you can stand there and look at the cards and flip through them before you make a purchase, and that is so important. And I would like to say this too, I'm a very big fairy person. I'm very connected to the plants and the fairy world, and I'm always looking for a good fairy deck that I like. And in Hollywood, the last time I went to Bodhi Tree, I bought the Paulina Tarot deck. And let me tell you guys, that deck is so covered in fairy energy. That girl, when she drew those cards out, she went to fairyland to connect with those creatures that she put on those cards. And the best way I can describe the artwork, it's very Tim Burton-ish. It reminds you a lot of Alice in Wonderland, Tim Burton, that style. But I brought those cards back to Louisiana with me, and I could feel that trickster, sneaky energy on the cards. And it was so strong. It freaked me out. I went and put the cards outside in a shop that I had because I didn't want that strong energy in my home environment. And I finally ended up giving those cards away because I didn't trust them. I said, you know, I can't be doing professional readings and not trust what they're throwing out here to me. But there was nothing wrong with the deck if you're going to own it, you know, for your personal use. But me giving readings to other people, I have to be able to trust the impressions and the energy that I'm getting. Okay, we've got another caller. Let's see who we got. Hello, caller. What is your name?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi. My name is Alina.
Alina?
My name is, yes, I call you from New York.
Okay. How are you today?
Fine. How are you? I want to know if you can give me a message for my husband and my husband passed away.
Oh, you're talking about medium work, correct?
Yeah, you know that?
Medium, what is his name?
My husband is Gaetano.
Okay. We were talking, I don't know if you were here when we first started talking. Let me say this to you. The medium work takes a lot of energy, a lot. Ruby can do it on occasion. I don't know if you could get anything today, Ruby, and I don't want to stress you with that intense energy drain, but what do you think?
Probably not. Just because, I have to like put myself into that mindset, and I think that's a lot of, and it's good that it was brought up, because I think that's a lot of times people don't understand that we have to actually meditate and go into a trance like state for that, and it does take a lot of energy.
Okay, I understand. You can tell me, say, when I go in Italy, say, I'm going to go in Italy soon.
You want to know about a trip to Italy?
Yes, I'm going to go in Italy soon with my daughter. Why does it take a lot of time? I understand about the lady, what did she say? Don't worry
Thank
about
you
it.
For
I understand.
That.
I understand.
Ruby, what do you think?
I guess I'm not understanding the question correctly. Can you explain?
I think she's wanting to know about her trip she's taking to Italy. What will that trip be like? Is that correct?
Yeah, when I'm going to go, I'm going to go soon with my daughter.
Okay,
or
so she's wanting to.
Is she going
to
go soon? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I ask you. She says I go soon.
So it's not you taking the trip, it's your daughter.
No.
So it is you taking the trip, yes?
Just me? I know. I want to go with my daughter.
Okay.
I think she's saying that she wants to go visit her daughter in Italy. And when will she be able to go?
No.
Okay,
I'm sorry. No, miss. No. My daughter, she's here. I say I wanted to go all together with my daughter. So she's going to see us soon. I'm going to go in Italy, me and my daughter.
Okay, and you want to know if that trip's taking place soon.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I see that financially that you need to give yourself at least 6 more months to save up for that because there's going to be some unexpected financial weight on this trip that you're not it's unexpected. You're not expecting it. There's going to be some extra financial stuff. So you definitely need to start saving and save for the next 6 months for extra incidentals. So whatever price you have in your mind of what your budget is, you're definitely going to need more than that because I see that there's going to be some extra incidentals with this trip that you need to save up more money for.
I know. You're right.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Let's wish you some happy travels when you are able to go.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely blessings.
Right.
And thank you for calling us. I'm sorry we couldn't get to your husband, but I'm very thankful you asked that question because people call a lot of times and they want...
Yeah, they're going to ask you,
Yeah. And a lot of there are people specifically mediums who do all day long, but we all have different talents and skills, and a lot of people don't.
Yeah, you're not gonna do that. Yeah, I understand. It's the people that do. It's the people who not.
Yes.
We can understand. You know, I understand.
Thank you for calling.
I can ask you something else.
Okay.
You see, my daughter soon get a boyfriend.
What is your daughter's name, honey?
Dina.
And you want to know about her and her boyfriend?
Antonina. She's soon to get her boyfriend.
So she's single right now. So she's single right now. You're wanting her to find a man.
Right.
I do see her finding a man. And the next man that does come into her life, the person that is coming her way, I do see a blissful union between these two.
So compatibility, harmony.
Yes, definitely. Definite harmony. The cards are saying just be patient because this person is on their way.
And he's a goodie.
And he's a good guy, yes, definitely. He's definitely good. He's definitely exactly what she needs, and it's going to be a great, great relationship. And he is on his way.
Thank you very much. That's why I got it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very, very much. It was very nice to talk to you guys.
You too. We enjoyed you.
It was very nice to talk to you. Maybe another time I call again.
Okay, thank you,
honey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Don't you just love these people? I do.
I
love listening
yeah.
to them. I love hearing their story. It's just never a dull moment in this world, I got to tell you. All right, let's see. We got another caller. Ruby, they're rolling in.
Wonderful. I love it.
Let's see what we got here. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. I'm very excited. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
I am very good, but I do have a question on my mind. I've had someone in my life long distance for a while, and we've been very good friends, and we love each other, and we've wanted something more, but there's been a lot of obstacles. So I was wondering if this is going to work out. We are long distance. So every time we think it's going to go a certain way, you know, there's finances and all kinds of other issues, so...
Understood. I hear Ruby over there shuffling. I was gonna
hey,
take this
hey,
one for you, Ruby, but I'm gonna let you roll with it.
Okay. So I see that there's been some talk about moving, because, like you said, that there's long distance here. But I don't really see that that's in your highest interest. And I do see that you love this person, and I see that this person does love you and that there's great feelings here. But to move, to be together, isn't the best path for you. There's definitely love there, but I don't see this relationship being the one for you. With that said, I do see that there is someone out there for you, and he is trying to find you, and that is very exciting.
Oh, okay.
So do you think that all of the obstacles is like, there for a reason then? Ruby, do you think all the obstacles they've had trying to pull together is that the reason?
Absolutely. I mean, the universe works in our best interest, and a lot of times we don't like that because we see how we want our life to be. We see, I want this person, I want it to work. And unfortunately, the universe has different plans for us, so it will put these blocks in front of us, these blockages, so that it can't happen. And whenever you see these blockages coming up, it should always be a clear sign that, you know, this is not the correct path. I try to let people know that when doors are opening and things are going smoothly, you're on the correct path. And so it's all about paying attention to the energies around us. There's every single time there is a reason why things won't progress forward or why there's blocks there. And I'm also, I pulled some more cards, and I'm also seeing that that in his mind and in your mind and your crown chakra, that you do know this. It's just the heart that's giving you the problem. The heart wants to hold on, but the mind knows what it's supposed to do.
Okay. Well,
and let me
so
say
much.
This. What was that,
yes.
honey?
Yes, no, I'm listening, yes.
What I was going to say to that is, so many times in our lives, we have relationships come in and we love the person, and then some turn in the road happens and we don't fully commit or consummate the relationship. And what I tell people is, every single person you meet on your path, especially in a romantic sense, they are moving you further ahead towards the ultimate, you know, if you're looking for the one, that every one of them's adding a part of that puzzle to your life. But often when we have somebody and we fall in love and it doesn't work out, we get upset or we stay mad or we hang on to the past, when really that person was honest to God, meant to help you get closer to whatever your ultimate dream is. So the love that you two share is definitely, definitely important. You know, I hate it when people say to me, well, it was just wasted time. No, nothing's ever wasted time at all.
Right. Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, and you know, like she just said about the pieces of the puzzle in each relationship teaches us different things about ourselves and who we want in a partner. So in one relationship, it might feel like there's, you're doing all the work and they're not doing enough. So you're like, okay, in the next relationship I'm going to be in, I want more teamwork from the person that is coming into my life.
Right.
And so we take those things with us to find that complete person. We take those little puzzle pieces, like she said, okay, I didn't like that there was no teamwork here, and we take that with us, and the next person we choose, we make sure that there's teamwork there. There might be another aspect, like, okay, I don't like that he always throws his socks on the floor and never puts them in the hamper. So then, like, you know, the next relationship is I'm going to get somebody who knows where the hamper is, you know? So they're all teaching us. Yeah, they're all teaching us. And he was definitely there to teach you some amazing lessons, and I definitely see the love there. But it's definitely not the path that you should be on. And I do see this other guy coming, and it's going to be great, and it is going to be the path that you should be on. So take the lessons learned, take the love that was given, and it'll all work out for your greater good.
And I just want to ask.
Yes.
This other guy that's coming in, he's going to be in the same location, correct?
Yes. Definitely seeing that she should not move in her location.
Good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both, and bless you, and have a wonderful day. I appreciate everything.
Thank you for calling, honey. Blessings to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, when we get people that call and you know, when we're doing readings and things, and you know, sometimes it's heartbreaking for us to have to deliver the message, you know, if something's not going to work out or whatever. It's hard for us, especially because some people, you know, they break down and they cry, and you know, you just.
Mm-hmm.
I sit there and I'm thinking, man, I told one girl, I had a girl call me about 2 weeks ago, and I've talked to her before. She was a repeat client, and whatever had happened between her and this gentleman had just leveled her. I mean, she told me I'm suicidal and I don't know how to get back to myself. And she was crying, and I just, everything in me wanted to reach through the phone and just hug her, you know, and you know, all you can do is send angels to support them and help them get through these difficult times. But relationships are the biggest, that's the most troublesome questions that we get. People call in, you know, I tell people, you know, happy people generally don't call psychics. It's people that are worried or upset or whatever, you know, and so it's hard. It's hard on our end, too. It's hard for them to hear it, but it's hard on our end, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And, yeah, we have empath. All of us that do this are sensitive, so we have empathy. And I've definitely, you know, cried on the phone with a customer before because she was crying. Like, we can feel what you're feeling, and you know, we just want to help as much as possible. To us, knowledge is power. So knowing these things are going to get you through those times, knowing what to do and where your path is actually leading. So it is hard to hear sometimes, but it'll help you in the long run to have the knowledge to make the best decision.
And, you know, with that said, sometimes people call and they have questions. And I've had people say to me, and it's usually you New Yorkers, by the way, that call and say, well, you're going to tell me the truth, right? Especially when it's really good news I'm giving them. You're going to tell me the truth, right? And I'm like, yes, I am going to tell you the truth. And as hard as it may be for me to speak it, as hard as it may be for you to hear, all of our people that work with us, you know, with Mystical Empress and Phone Psychic Readings, you know, I choose people to come in that are ethical, that have integrity. They're not going to, you know, tell you a line of BS just to take your money and get you to call back and all that. I don't believe in that. I want to say this too, while I'm on this subject, I've had a lot of clients call me that have gone to psychics all around this country, and they've been in really bad places. And like I said, people that call psychics are generally confused. They're disappointed. They're upset. It's not all lightness and happiness. And these unethical readers will tell them horrific things and get, I'm not kidding when I say this, thousands of dollars out of them. And they tell them they have curses on them and they're going to, you know, I'll remove the curse for $1,000. I had one girl call. She had a guy he was supposed to heal her. And then after he healed her and she refused to give him money, he cursed her. 4 years, this girl had been going around. Everything in her life was falling apart. Now, I'm not here to say, excuse me, that curses and entities and all that are not true. But anybody that charges you an astronomical amount to clear, you need to walk away. And I get people that call and say, well, you know, will you cast a spell on so-and-so to make them love me? Excuse me. And I tell them, I say, no, we don't do that, because when you start trying to manipulate somebody, guess what? You're calling in some stuff that's going to manipulate you. And you're calling in dark energy that you're going to be calling somebody to get rid of one day. Because I've had so many people call me with attachments, with things of the supernatural world, whether they think somebody's put a curse on them, whether they've, you know, picked up an entity. You know, all this, these entities and things are like parasites. And, you know, we get lice. Kids get lice at school, and they know how to take care of that. And, you know, I tell people all the time, we're supposed to clean our auras just like we clean our teeth and our hair and our bodies. And most right. people aren't aware of that. And you pick up these entities and attachments. If you've never been cleared, I promise you, you've got them. And we pick this stuff up, and they're just like the little cowbirds that hang on back of cows and cattle. You know, they hang out with you. They enjoy your energy. They feed off of that. And I started getting so many calls, people calling every week, I need a clearing. And I never knew who to send them to. Everybody I'd call that said they did it, say, oh, you know, or they just wouldn't return my call. So finally I said, okay, I'm going to start doing this, because I had a woman call me. She was the tipping point for me. She had a little boy that was being terrorized with night terrors and, you know, shadow figures and all this stuff. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. So I started doing clearings to help these people, but I don't advocate or agree with people, you know, tricking you into spending, you know, hundreds, thousands of dollars on these things, because that's not ethical. It's just not. So anyway, moving on. There's a lot going on in this world unseen. Energy is all around. People say, well, if I don't see you in person, can you read me accurately? And, you know, most of our readings are done by phone. And I tell them, I say, you know, the reading's going to be pure without you sitting in front of me, because when you're sitting in front of a psychic, you guys try to be, you know, stone cold hard where you're not revealing anything, stiff upper lip, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give her anything to read. But guess right. what? Your body language doesn't lie. And you sitting in front of someone, they can read your body language. They know when they're on a hit, you know, when they've hit something that's accurate. When you're on the phone, all we've got to go by is your voice and your questions. So the phone readings, I personally prefer doing them. And it's good for us, too, because we're not hooking up into your energy like we would if you were sitting there. So it's a win-win for everybody. How mm-hmm. do you feel about Definitely. Doing phone as opposed to in person, Ruby?
I can do both fine. I know people have been worried. I have gotten callers that are like, I don't know if this is really going to work. I don't really know if you're going to be able to read anything off the phone. And I try to explain to people that it doesn't matter where you are or where I am.
Mm-hmm.
All that matters is if you're open to it. The second that you
yeah.
say to me, I don't know if this is going to work, I already know that you're closed off. From, you know, believing, from seeing, from hearing, from understanding. And that's the biggest thing. I could be in, you know, England right now, and you could be in the United States, and you could call me. We're all connected. We're all one. Energy is all connected. Energy is all one. Time is linear. We can connect with all of that from anywhere on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Such an amazing place that we live. But it's all about them being open. You have to really believe that, you know, this is going to work, just like anything else in life. And that's the hardest part is, I think with the phone, is because a lot of people are skeptical because it is on the phone. But it is exactly the same as us sitting in front of you. All that energy is able to be tapped into. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just want to like let our customers know you have nothing to worry about. You know, like that energy is accessible to me no matter where I am.
Exactly. That's well, and you know, to use a funny metaphor, we have satellites out in space picking up
right,
information.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
if a machine
Wi-Fi,
can do
like,
it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you're absolutely right, because some people, oh well, I need to see you. And 99.9% of the time, if they're local, they see me, they don't see me again. They always call in for their readings after that. And, you know, to each his own, I guess. But personally, I really like to do it over the phone, because I can keep the energy cleaner. And when the call's done, I disconnect a lot easier.
Right. Yeah, it definitely takes a lot more clearing after being with someone one-on-one. Their energy
mm-hmm.
do stay to tend to linger a little bit longer. So
mm-hmm.
it is definitely easier to disconnect with that on the phone. And a lot of times I've seen that people, they want to see us because we're walking in the light. We're people that are always
mm-hmm.
wanting the highest truth, the highest levels of integrity, morals, and values. We clear our auras all the time. We clear our homes all the time. We clear our decks all the time. Like, we just always want to walk in the light and be clear. And so a lot of times they'll want to see us because they'll say our energy makes them feel
yep.
safe. Our energy makes them feel better. So to those people, that's perfectly fine. Like, that's great, you know, if I can make you feel more relaxed, if I can make you feel safe. Because like you said, almost all the people that call, it's not sunshine and rainbows. They're upset about something. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're carrying a really heavy darkness with them, with whatever situation is going on.
You're absolutely right.
So when they're with us, they feel that light. They feel that safeness. And that's okay if you want to, you know, come to us one-on-one, because you need to feel some of that light and have it push away some of your darkness. But definitely, 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 we can do it on the phone, and we can do it just as good.
And you're right, because I've noticed I'm personally moving more in the direction of shaman healing work. I've talked to you about it, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, wonderful.
I've noticed that people come to me in particular, they're coming more for the shift in energy than they are necessarily predictions and things like that. I give readings all
right.
the time, but I notice when we, you know, when it's all complete, they're talking about the energy exchange. And I want to say this too. The people that I've encountered that are afraid of psychics, and I, like I said, I've been to over 30 myself, and I've had some pretty horrific readings. I had a guy tell me 2 years ago that I was going to go schizophrenic in 10 years and kill myself. And I gave him a lashing, because I told him, I said, you know, you've got fragile people that come to you, and if I was one of those people, there's no telling what I would do with the information you just gave me. So in all things, I mean, whether you're picking a doctor, a therapist, a psychic, a mechanic, trust your intuition. If you feel good with the person, then go for it. But if you walk into something or call into something or whatever, and you notice you're not gelling with this person, end the reading. Don't allow somebody to speak negative onto you. I mean, I've had a lot
right.
of that with readers that I've gone to. And I think now looking back that I went through those experiences to know how I wanted to run this business. And you just have to trust your intuition. But, you know, I've received calls from people. The biggest thing that people are afraid of with psychics is they're going to tell me when I'm going to die. And, you know, when somebody tells you something like that, you can't get it out of your head. And
right.
I recently had a friend about a few weeks ago talking about death to me, and she was talking about when she was going to die. And then she started volunteering information about my death. And I'm thinking, I'm not asking for this. And so an ethical reader is not going to tell you something like that. Number one, there's
mm-hmm.
many doors on your life path that you can choose to walk out. No one really can pin it down to the day, to the time, to the whatever. And if someone starts speaking scary, frightening things like that to you, you need to walk away.
Definitely.
So we don't do that. I've had a couple of clients. I had one lady that her husband had Alzheimer's, and she wanted to know when he was going to go. And I told her, I said, I can't tell you that, but I can offer you, you know, how his journey's going to be from here on out. And, you know, we looked at the cards, and I saw him having a peaceful transition, but I didn't tell her when he was going to die or anything like that. And that even if I knew that, I would not tell that, because there's a reason why we don't consciously know. And it's not anybody's place to step up in that and tell us, you know?
Right, exactly. And definitely something that I've experienced that I would love our listeners to hear and be aware of and be on guard for is something I've experienced in my time is that when these people go to a psychic that's a fraud and they say, you know, like your story about the lady's husband was passing away and she wanted to know when, a lot of times people do go to psychics because someone is sick or ill, one of their loved ones or even their pet. But someone that they love is sick or ill, and they go to these psychics, and something I've seen that just, like, enrages me when I see people getting taken advantage of. I've seen these psychics say, well, I'll string you a bracelet of 24 karat gold to protect you or to protect this loved one from being sick. You just have to pay me like $800, you know, to make this bracelet out of 24 karat gold to like protect you. And I want our listeners to know, run as fast as you can. That is not accurate. That is not, you know, that they're scamming you. That is a scam. They're playing off of your emotions. And as sick as it is, there are a lot of people out there like that. And definitely, like you said, trust your intuition and know that this is wrong. This is not how it should go. Anybody who's out there and genuinely wants to help you will help guide you. They won't charge you $800 to make a gold bracelet, you know? So definitely be aware, you know, and I think a lot of people are, because unfortunately everybody seems to have had at least one bad experience. I know I have. But just know that they're just like anything in life, there are real people and then there are scammers, and it's everything with like, there are real apps.
Yeah, it's not just psychic.
That'll steal your credit cards. Yeah. You know, it's everything in life. So just pay attention to your intuition. Does it really feel like this person is trying to help me and, you know, give me the tools to move forward in my life and genuinely cares about me? Or are they just trying to make a quick buck?
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. And I mean, I don't want to scare people into thinking everybody's like that, because they're not, but you do. The sad part about it, Ruby, is the people who get taken advantage of are people who are really desperate for help. And that's what puts such a bad taste in people's mouths about psychics. You know, I had a girl called, two nights ago, and she started the conversation off. She said, I don't have much money, but I'm going to go crazy if I don't ask these questions. She said, I've already been to several psychics. They all say the same thing. And I told her, I said, just stop. You've already had the message that you needed to hear. Now, you can't keep going to psychics trying to get the comfort you need. You've got to find that in yourself. You've got to relax and just accept what you know. And I told her, I said, you know, you don't need one more reading. People, they get anxious, they get scared, they get depressed, and they start calling. I mean, they'll call several psychics, they'll call all around. And she was actually lucky that they all agreed. Usually you call around, you call five psychics, you get five answers, and then you're more screwed up than you started out. So, I do this too with people that call. All my clients, I tell them, if you're going to keep asking me the same questions, which they generally do when they keep calling, it's the same topic every time. I tell them, don't call me but once a month, because you're showing that you're not taking the guidance, you're just wrapping it up in anxiety. And after some time, the anxiety makes the readings stop being accurate. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is take people's money. I want people to get quality and value from what they pay for. So, and like I said, you know, most people, I don't hear from them, but, you know, once a month or a couple of times a year or whatever. But there are those who want to ask the same thing, and it's always about love. They want to ask the same thing, and they want to call once a week or every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks. And I tell them, you know, and this is usually ongoing situations, and I tell them, I say, take the guidance, take what I've said, and just sit on it. Just sit on it. You know, don't, I mean, if you want to call other psychics, fine, but it's going to mess your head up because you're going to be getting all this input. So, but it's really, it hurts my heart when I talk to people. They're not wealthy people. They're people, you know, they're just working Americans. And it breaks my heart when I hear a story. Well, I called them and they said, if we've got a curse on our relationship, and if I give them $2,000, they'll fix it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Run.
I mean, it just –
run.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've already paid the money, you know, and it's like, oh,
no.
My gosh. So – but you got to be careful. I mean, I've done the same thing with doctors. I've given doctors hundreds of dollars and got no results. So it's the same thing
right. In
all walks of life.
And but I'd like to encourage people to really look into life coaching, you know, especially those people that, you know, keep calling in with the same
blockages,
especially in love and, you know, even in career, but just any sort of repetitive blockages, I really encourage people to find a good, real, holistic life coach. I know you do life coaching and do amazing, but really if you're needing to call to have your cards read about the same situation over and over and over again, it's time to change your energy. It's time
exactly. To
get rebalanced, cleared out, and I really encourage people to, you know, take that money that they keep putting into the tarot cards
mm-hmm. And
the same thing all over again, to really put that money into an honest, holistic, real life coach that's going to help you turn your vibrations around, turn your aura around, clear
mm-hmm.
all that out for you, and show you how to get on a better path, one that's healthier and more for your greater good. Life coaching is amazing. I'm a huge advocate for it. And I would love to see more people, you know, realizing that, you know, they can't get sometimes a quick fix answer. They have to change the actual path that
yeah. They're
on.
They just keep hoping they call enough times, they're going to get a different story. But energy, you direct the energy and you direct the energy of your life, and they're always shocked. I get so many women, and I tell them, I say, you know, you've got a lot more power in this situation than you realize. Well, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
He won't call. And I'm like, your energy's dictating what's happening in your life. And Ruby, you know, that's how you and I met. I did life
mm-hmm.
coaching for you, and I saw some pretty amazing things come out of that work. I mean, every day I'm watching things that were planted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But,
yeah.
You're absolutely right, because, you know, so much of this stuff is repetitive. It's
mm-hmm.
not the first time it's happened. It's not the last time it's going to happen unless you shift your energy.
Right.
So it's a fascinating world, and the more you learn about energy and how it works, how to shift, how to mold it, the more in control of your life you feel. But until you learn that this is an energy-based universe, you kind of feel like you're a little bitty boat being buffeted about on the ocean in a storm. You feel like... You know, we had this one client, and she called and she says, when am I ever going to catch a break? It's like every time I turn around, something bad's happening. And, you know, her energy was dictating a lot of that. And she's going to have to shift it if she wants to see improvements.
Yeah. I like to help people. A lot of times people, you know, they're so afflicted by what's happening in the outside world around them that, like you
mm-hmm.
said, they don't understand that they're manifesting that. They're drawing that negativity to them by being in the state of mind that they're in, continuing to be in the environment that they're in. And a lot of times people just don't understand how simple it is to change your circumstances by just looking within yourself. One of the things that I like to tell my clients is, you know, for an inner journey of changing how you look at the world or what you're attracting into your life, you can do the simplest things. I told one client one time, go to the bookstore, find a journal that just you love. You just love the picture, or it just feels good when you hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple act of doing something simple for yourself will impress self-love onto yourself, which is huge. Buy a really, you know, cute pen or even an expensive pen, splurge on yourself if you want to. Just those little things that make you feel good and give you that self-love. And then start writing positive affirmations in this journal, whether it's right when you get up in the morning or before you go to sleep at night, that say, I want a career where I'm respected. I want a relationship that I feel nurtured. I try to tell them, stay away from any negatives. Like, I don't want to be in a job that I'm talked to poorly, because then the universe that sees that as you still have a lesson to learn. And it's that's how it works. And so just only write positive affirmations. And these little tiny, and it seems so minuscule to people, but these little tiny acts of self-love really do change your life course and really do change the way you view the world and what you draw towards you. Because once you start developing self-love, you're not going to put up with any of the negative that you've been putting up with before. It's just not going to vibe in your world anymore.
That's true. That's true.
So,
Miss Ruby, We've got a caller here. I don't know if I've already answered their question, but let me tune in with them, because we're down to about 9 minutes left. So let's see who this person is. Hello, caller. Hello? Maybe not. Hello? Okay. Well, I guess nobody's there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You and I are on the same thread, because I am definitely a journal person. And the prettier the journal, the more I want to go back to it.
Right. Yeah. Because it makes you feel good. And again, you know, I feel like that goes back to the life coaching. A lot of people just, nobody's telling them that in their lives. They don't have a person in their life that's just like, hey, do this little thing for yourself, you know. And that's a lot of times why women in particular develop shopping habits, really bad shopping habits that are, you know, their credit card debt, because you're doing the same thing. That shopping is a form of self, you know, soothing, but it's not self-healing. And so I really want to see people self-healing. And it goes back to that life coaching that can really make a difference, just having somebody give you those little ideas, giving you those little tidbits to life, like, hey, try this. It's not even something most people even think of.
Right.
It's great. And you can get those advice and that guidance from, you know, calling our psychics at Phone Psychic Readings or going to Mystical Empress. And you know, we're there for you, and we're here to help, you know. And that's our greatest journey in life, is just wanting to help. And you can ask us questions like that too, like, is there something that you suggest that, you know, I do? And we're more than willing to, and more than happy to help you, because that's our path in life, is to help.
Indeed, indeed. And you can't be in this line of, I mean, I guess you could, but to be good at this line of work, you really do have to have compassion and care about your fellow man, because if you don't, not going to be good at this work.
Right. Yeah. And definitely, like we were talking earlier about, you know, how with anything, like you said, I've given doctors tons of money and they've never helped me out. I've been there too. I've given doctors a ridiculous amount of money and, you know, didn't do anything. But, you know, you really, you have to listen to, everybody is gifted with intuition. It's there. And it's just blocked by different things in the world, but it's still there. So I encourage you to just listen to your intuition. And, you know, that's really going to guide you between somebody who really has your higher good in their mind and really cares about you and really wants to help, versus just giving you the answer you want to hear. And
yeah, and that can be a problem, you know, if you've got it in your head, the answer that it is. And,
right.
You know, somebody's telling you different than what you think, you know, sometimes you get clients like that. Well, they already know the answers, and then you're like, okay, well, if you already know, then why did you call? You know, we're down to 6 minutes.
Right.
We don't have much time left. But, yeah, I've had people that were so scared to get a reading. I had a girl come in once that was so scared to get a reading, she shook the whole table while I was trying to lay the cards down. I told her, I said, look, you got to relax. I'm not going to scare you.
Thing.
I'm not going to say anything that's harmful to you, you know. But,
right.
You know, I think it's healthy to have a sense of, you know, okay, well, let me investigate this. You don't just run into anything whole hog and just be wide open to the wind, but you do need to be somewhat receptive to get a good read, because your energy, you know, when someone's not open and they're guarded, their aura just kind of, it closes up and it's not fluid and active. And that shuts down the chakras, that shuts down our receptivity to them. And, you know,
right.
I can tell a lot of times when I first get somebody on the phone if they're going to be receptive. Okay, hang on. We've got another caller real quick. Just know we're getting down in the last few minutes. So let's see what we got. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry for calling the last few minutes, but I just found your show.
Okay. What's your question, honey?
I've got a question about my girlfriend and I. 14 years we've been together.
All right, hang on. You're cutting out.
I'm trying to shut my computer off.
Start over.
My girlfriend and I are about 14 years been together. She gets me to some space.
Okay. Okay, you right after you say your girlfriend of 14 years, you do something and you completely go out.
She about a month and a half ago, she said she needed some space.
Okay. Ruby, can you
and
pull cards real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're trying to find out how this is going to play out,
yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Ruby, I'll let you
pull
your
card. Sorry, I was having a hard time hearing.
Yeah, she's got a girlfriend of 14 years, and recently she said she needed space. The girlfriend did. She's trying to see how that's going to work. And while you're pulling the card, let me just say my last little announcements here. If you guys would like to get readings or more Mystical Empress services, just go to www.mysticalempress.com or call 720-965-0062. And thank you for joining us today. Okay,
so I do see that that she is still making a decision. I see that she's like crossed between both options and she's still weighing that out. And that is something we find a lot of times when people are asking about a third party person is sometimes we can't give you a definite yes or no because they are still weighing the options in their mind. They still haven't come to a decision. But I do see that this person is weighing more toward that the love that used to be so intense in that relationship has fizzled to a lower level for them. It used to be like, say, the glass was always full, and now the glass only has like a third of the love in it. So it was like there was a lot of love over all those years, but now they're not feeling that like they used to. And I see them more thinking about staying in the relationship more because of the time that has been put into it, this 14 years, than based on how much love there is there. Ultimately, I see that it's going to have to be your decision whether or not to cut ties with this person and to walk away. It ultimately has to be up to you whether that's okay with you or not, that this person might be coming back to you based on just the amount of time you've spent together, more than how much love there is there. Does that make sense?
Yes, a little bit. I do want the relationship to continue, even knowing that.
Okay.
Because I feel
and
like,
then,
you know,
yeah.
we can fill that void again. I feel like we can find it, but it's just, you know, in the last month and a half, we've had a lot of stress, and that's why she backed off.
Okay.
Hang on, you guys, just a second. We're about to go off live, but I'm going to let you guys continue to talk. Again, if anybody would like to order any services, they can call 720-965-0062. Ruby and Lady Silva, and I'm Brenda, we've all been talking here today. Got a lot of good information between us. It's been an enjoyable little chat. I've been sitting over here drinking my raspberry tea, listening to all these wonderfully talented ideas and skills that we all have. It's been most enjoyable, and I thank you both, Ruby and Lady Silva, for being here with us today, and both of you guys sharing your
Hello?
Okay,
I don't know
you
where
guys
she
are
went.
Still,
okay.
Can you guys hear me? Yes?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay,
yes.
We're not on the air anymore, so if you guys want to just chat a few more seconds, the show will cut
okay.
completely off. But I wanted
okay.
to say this about our caller. I would take this wisdom Ruby's given you, and I would, if you want to maintain this relationship, I'd go for broke. I would do whatever I can to revitalize and reinvigorate what you guys once shared. Hello?
No.
Are you still there? Maybe not.
Hello.
Hello, can you
Hello?
Hear me?
I can now. Yeah, I was out for a minute.
Oh,
I can hear
I was
you now.
Just,
yeah, I was gone for a minute.
I think it's going to cut me off any second, but what I was going to say to the caller was, do your best. If you want to maintain this relationship, really go for broke and try to resuscitate it, revitalize it. Basically,
uh-huh.
what you've heard is you can't keep doing things the way you've always done them because it probably will end up breaking apart. But if you add some new fertilizer and some new growth to this, you guys might be able to create a whole new relationship.
Right. Okay. You
All right.
can't see, like, where it's going or?
All I see right now is that she's really not wanting to feel confronted and her guard is up right now. So what I'm seeing is that you should definitely give her the space that she's asking for. But like Brenda said, if you really want to try to fix this, then once she's ready and receptive, then go for broke and change how you do things.
Yeah.
You know, 14 years is a very long time, and especially in modern days in relationships with divorce rates as high as they are and everything,
yes.
it's an accomplishment that you made it that far, but things tend to get stale and they tend to get stagnant.
Yeah.
So definitely spice it up, change how you do things. But if you want it, like she said, go for broke. But right at this moment, I see that she's very guarded because of confrontation that you've had, and she's avoiding confrontation. So she definitely needs her space right now. But I do see that things can turn around with what Brenda said with that go for broke effort when she's ready and, you know, spicing things up and doing them differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shift the patterns because the patterns is what, mm-hmm. I mean, and we all do it. You've been with somebody for quite a while. You slide into ruts. It gets boring. It gets depressing. And you just, I mean, everybody goes through that. And most people break apart at that point instead of just saying, we got to dig deeper for gold now. And that's where you're
mm-hmm.
at. But I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you calling our show. Maybe you can call again another time.
I will, because I do have another question on that, because I feel like she's leaning towards somebody else, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, you may want to call in to Mystical Empress and get a reading with Ruby.
Okay.
But thank you very much for calling. We love having listeners and callers asking questions.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, honey. Good luck to you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, sister, we put it together. It turned out good.
All right. Thank you. Have fun.
Thank you for coming. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.